Okay, let's talk about an issue on which the Republican candidates seem to agree. All say they would all take a sharp turn away from President Obama's policies on climate change. And that could have big consequences for the global climate agreement that the U.S. helped broker in Paris back in December. From our environment desk, here's the world's Carolyn Beeler.
The Paris Agreement on curbing climate change wouldn't have happened without U.S. leadership. For those hoping the country will stay on that course, the electoral answer is Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. They both accept the established science that climate change is largely man-made, and they mostly have backed President Obama's climate policies. The Republican candidates, not so much.
Today, the global warming alarmists are the equivalent of the flat earthers.
That's Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Here's Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
I do not believe that human activity is causing these dramatic changes to our climate.
Rubio, Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich say they'll scrap Obama's hallmark clean power plan. That's a cornerstone of the climate commitments the U.S. made in Paris. As for billionaire Donald Trump, he hasn't weighed in on that policy. But he did tell Fox News he would cut the agency responsible for limiting carbon pollution.
Environmental protection, what they do is a disgrace. Every week they come out with new regulations. They make it impossible.
Who's going to protect the environment?
We'll be fine with the environment. We can leave a little bit, but you can't destroy businesses.
All of this puts international proponents of strong climate action more than a little on edge.
This is generally seen as a very, very big deal.
Henrik Salin is a Swede who teaches at Boston University. He's been studying international environmental negotiations for 20 years, and he says he and his colleagues are closely tracking this election.
The United States is the second largest emitter in the world, and you're not going to get the desired reductions in greenhouse gas emissions without very substantive U.S. participation.
The environmental regulations established during the Obama administration put the U.S. on its way toward meeting the carbon reductions it agreed to in Paris. But according to David Goldston at the Natural Resources Defense Council Action Fund, those regulations are not set in stone.
Many of them can be reversed. In some cases, there are a lot of hurdles to doing that. But in the end, I mean, presidents, especially if they have a Congress that's willing to go along, totally shape U.S. climate policy and can reshape it.
Then there's the Supreme Court. Justice Antonin Scalia cast a decisive vote for a stay of the Clean Power Plan days before he died. The court will likely decide the plan's ultimate fate, so its survival could hinge on whether a Republican or a Democrat names Scalia's replacement. Now, green energy technologies are developing quickly, and renewables are challenging fossil fuels on cost, so U.S. carbon emissions may fall regardless of who's in the White House. But still, if the Clean Power Plan disappears with the next president, much of the United States' global influence goes with it.
Obama, when he promised that the U.S. would be a leader in international climate policy, they leaned heavily on the Clean Power Plan.
That's Guri Bong from the Center for Climate Change Research in Norway. Bong says if a new president scrapped the power plan regulations,
this would sort of bring the U.S. into a situation where it has very low credibility in international agreements.
Europeans have already committed to deeper carbon cuts than the U.S., and they really don't want their transatlantic partners to do even less under a new president. That's according to Miranda Schroers, who heads the Environmental Policy Research Center at the Free University of Berlin. She says she's sat on a dozen panels in the past 2 months dealing with this post-Paris world.
And there's not a single panel that I've been on where it hasn't been discussed.
Schroers says Europeans hope the Clean Power Plan, tightened gas mileage standards, and proposed methane limits passed under Obama last into the next presidency. But if they don't, she's worried. Carbon cuts in the Paris Agreement are voluntary, so every country is going to be looking over the fence to see if the guy next door is keeping up his end of the bargain.
Without the U.S. showing leadership, you can't expect that China or India or Brazil or Nigeria or South Africa are going to be willing to act. And I think that's the biggest fear, that if you have a climate skeptic in office, that could be really a problem for moving forward with the implementation of the Paris Agreement.
In other words, without continuing support from the U.S., the Paris Agreement could collapse. For the world, I'm Carolyn Beeler.